as Standard Chartered's Mervyn Davies put it, unless you can, on command, write down a list of the people you have developed, you may just be in a leadership position by accident. This is why Davies challenges all of his direct reports to list the people they have developed, and he expects them to ask the same of the people they lead. He understands that the only way to have a broad impact is to create a network of strong leaders that begins to grow on its own. Perhaps this is why the most extraordinary leaders do not see personal success as an end in itself. They realize that their impact on this world rests in the hands of those who follow. Martin Luther King Jr. preached on the evening of April 3, 1968, "I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we, as a people, will get to the promised land." The next day, Dr. King was assassinated. Yet his influence on the world had just begun. The day after his death, millions already stood on King's shoulders. By the turn of the 20th century, that number had increased to hundreds of millions. At the end of this century, whether they realize it or not, billions will lead better lives due to Dr. King's efforts during his all-too-brief 39 years. Perhaps the ultimate test of a leader is not what you're able to do in the here and now, but instead what continues to grow long after you're gone.
This is Barry Conchi, Gallup Principal Leadership Consultant and co-author of Strengths-Based Leadership. Taking StrengthsFinder. As human beings, we have vast individual differences, and leaders are no exception. The best leaders have an acute awareness of their natural strengths and their limitations. They understand where to invest their time to get the greatest return on their strengths, and they know the areas where they lack natural talent and need to reach out to others. To help you build on your strengths and the strengths of the people around you, we have included access to a leadership-specific version of the Clifton StrengthsFinder program with this book. You may be familiar with StrengthsFinder from the best sellers, Now Discover Your Strengths, StrengthsFinder 2.0, or a host of other popular books that feature the assessment. Over the past decade, this assessment has helped millions of people in more than 50 countries discover and describe their strengths. To take a new leadership version of Gallup's StrengthsFinder program, please go to strengths.gallup.com and use the code you received with this audio edition of the book. The code is valid for one use only. Upon completion of the assessment, you will receive a highly customized strengths-based leadership guide that lists your top five themes of strength, as well as several suggestions for leading with each theme and illustrations of each theme in action. If you have already taken StrengthsFinder, you can log on to the website using this new code. Follow the instructions to receive the new leadership guide based on your existing results. Next, for each of the 34 themes, you will hear a brief definition of the theme, strategies for leveraging that theme to meet followers' four basic needs, and tips for leading others who are strong in that theme. While the guide you receive online will be more customized to your strengths, the sections that follow can be used as a reference for building on the strengths of your team and the people around you. Leading with Your Strengths, a guide to the 34 themes. Leading with Achiever. People strong in the Achiever theme have a great deal of stamina and work hard. They take great satisfaction from being busy and productive. Build Trust. Others respect your work ethic and dedication. Hard work and productivity are visible signs that you are someone who can be trusted to do things right. Live up to that trust. Deliver what you say you will. Establish relationships with others by working alongside them. Working hard together can be a bonding experience. When others see that you're willing to put your shoulder to the wheel and work beside them, you'll make a connection. Showing people that you see yourself as an equal, not as superior, can inspire feelings of trust and respect. Show compassion. Because setting and achieving goals is of paramount importance to you, apply this way of living to more areas. Not spending enough time with the significant people in your life? Choose someone you care about, take on a project that both of you would like to accomplish, and set a timeline. You'll feel good about what you get done and about the time you spend together. Every day, put at least one personal relationship goal on your list of things to do. You'll make people feel worthy of your time and investment. Plus, you'll have the satisfaction of checking the done box daily. Provide stability. Others can count on your belief in the importance of hard work and diligent effort, and they come to expect this from you. They see your consistency and effort as an example of what it takes to create a steady, secure life, and this gives them a sense of stability. Talk to people about how it feels to always give everything you have. Strive to help them see that the one thing they can control in life is their own effort. Your stamina causes others to see you as a rock. You're always working, you never seem to tire. People may even feel sorry for you because you put in such long hours. Gently explain to these people that while others may not work this way, it's what feels good to you. Ask them what makes them feel good about their approach to work. Strive to understand and support others by giving them confidence in their own approach to their work. Create hope. Your tremendous energy and desire to accomplish as much as possible serves as an inspiration to others. You can encourage people by knowing what they want to accomplish and asking about their progress. By helping others put together timelines and checklists, you can help them achieve their plans and dreams. Setting goals and deadlines, so motivating for you, can also help others manage massive projects they undertake. You can make a large, complicated endeavor seem manageable by breaking it down and creating milestones along the way. When someone seeks you out for guidance about a colossal task, share your systems for managing the whole in a piece-by-piece manner. Leading others with strong achiever. When you have projects that require extra work, call on this person. Remember that the saying, "If you want to get a job done, ask a busy person," is generally true. Recognize that this person likes to be busy. Sitting in meetings is likely to be very boring for him, so either let him get his work done or arrange to have him attend only those meetings where you really need him and he can be fully engaged. Help this person measure what he gets done. He may enjoy keeping track of hours, but more importantly, he should have a way to measure cumulative production. Simple measures such as number of customers served, customers known by name, files reviewed, prospects contacted, or patients seen will help give him definition. Establish a relationship with this person by working alongside him. Working hard together is often a bonding experience for people with strong achiever talents. And keep low producers away from him. He's annoyed by slackers. When this person finishes a job, a rest or an easy assignment is rarely the reward he wants. He'll be much more motivated if you give him recognition for past achievement, and then a new goal that stretches him. This person may well need less sleep and get up earlier than most. Look to him when these conditions are required on the job. Also, ask him questions such as, "How late did you have to work to get this done?" Or, "When did you come in this morning?" He will appreciate this kind of attention. You may be tempted to promote this person simply because he is a self-starter. This may be a mistake if it leads him away from what he does best. A better course would be to pinpoint his other themes and strengths and look for opportunities for him to do more of what he already does well. leading with activator. People strong in the activator theme can make things happen by turning thoughts into action. They are often impatient. Build trust. Action is what you are all about. Show people that you are someone whose ideals and principles are not just talk. Do something that promotes the values that are important to you. Make a difference. Demonstrate your integrity. Make your actions a reflection of your words. Action for action's sake is not enough. Honoring the desires of others is a way of demonstrating respect. Is this the direction they want to take? Are they willing to carry out what you start? Making certain that you are truly on their side, not merely promoting your own agenda, will build the trust and respect that allow you to lead. Show compassion. Activator talents can be a catalyst for creating one-on-one relationships and then taking them to the next level. Is there someone you can help? Reach out and offer. Make the first move, and you can boost the number of people in your network or deepen a connection that leads to an important friendship. Your rapid actions on behalf of another person send a powerful message. By showing that you care, you can create bonds much more rapidly than idle words. Provide stability. Stability may not be the first thing that comes to mind when thinking about activation. However, consistency is part of stability, and you are consistently there to help others overcome hurdles and blast through resistance. Say it out loud. Let others know that you enjoy moving an objective forward and breaking bottlenecks. Knowing that you are there as a resource is a comfort to people who lack your talent for action. Perhaps courage is the part of stability you can offer. When others are reluctant to act and know they can count on you to help push them or their idea forward, they feel a sense of confidence that they do not have to do it alone, but they can count on you to get there faster. Create hope. You can help others by reducing their fear of failure. You never know until you try is an activator attitude. Your ability to boost people's belief in a positive outcome and reduce the trepidation of a negative one can be very productive. What's the worst case scenario, you might ask? Helping others see that even the downside isn't so terrifying can be one way to lead them and help move them toward their dreams sooner than they would have gotten there without you. Sometimes others simply need your energy to move them from fear to action. Getting started can be daunting, especially when uncertainty looms. Your put one foot in front of the other approach can help lessen the intimidation factor. Boost others' confidence that they can launch initiatives and new projects. Cheer them on by sharing your enthusiasm and help them gain momentum. Leading others with strong activator. Give this person the responsibility for initiating and organizing a project that fits within her area of expertise. Tell this person that you know she is someone who can make things happen and that you will be asking her for help at key times. Your expectations will energize her. Assign this person to a team that is bogged down and talks more than it performs. She will stir them into action. When this person complains, listen carefully. You may learn something. Then get her on your side by talking about new initiatives that she can lead or new improvements that she can make. Do this immediately, because unchecked, she can quickly stir up negativity when she gets off track. Examine this person's other dominant themes. If she is strong in command, she may have the potential to sell and persuade very effectively. If she is also strong in relator or woo, she may become an excellent recruiter for you, drawing in recruits and then pressing them to commit. To prevent this person from running into too many obstacles, partner her with people who are strong in strategic or analytical, they can help her look around the corner. However, you may have to intercede for her in these partnerships so that her instinct to act is not stymied by their desire to discuss and analyze. Leading with adaptability. People strong in the adaptability theme prefer to go with the flow. They tend to be now people who take things as they come and discover the future one day at a time. Build trust. Sometimes all you can do is help people learn to trust themselves and find their own ability to cope. When others feel like their power over a situation is lost, you can help them see that they still create the outcome by how they react. By trusting in their ability and helping them believe in what they can do, you can give them confidence in themselves. You don't grab the reins and try to take control. Rather, you are a co-traveler on the road of life. Your very lack of a personal agenda helps others come to trust that you are truly there to participate with rather than manipulate them. Ask questions about where people want to go and help them get there. They will know that you are truly on their side. Show compassion. Others have such an appreciation for the way you are in the moment when you are together. Make it a priority to focus on them, their feelings, their needs. Things may change in the future, but where they are right now is real. You can honor that and make them feel special by focusing your attention on what is important to them when you spend time together. Your ability to go with the flow creates a certain freedom from anxiety and allows frustrations to become more fleeting. This is good medicine for a number of other talent profiles. When others get stressed out, you're able to put things in perspective. Help others find the comfort that comes from releasing a need to control every aspect of life. Free them to be happier, whatever the circumstances might be. Responding to the task at hand is one of your great gifts. Your awareness of the immediate situation and attentiveness to others can't help but make them feel cared for. Sometimes you lead by responding to people's emotional states and helping them sort through what they require. This makes you an important partner when others are in need. Provide stability. Stability and flexibility. Do they mix? Sure. Consider the jointed palm tree with a segmented trunk that makes it strong enough to withstand gale force winds. In much the same way, you help others feel safe and secure by your lack of rigidity. When their plans have been carefully laid out, they may be thrown off course by a bump in the road or a detour. You can help them see that these side roads are sometimes the necessary, even preferred paths to ultimate success. Help them hang in there when obstacles threaten plans. Show them that they can navigate the next part of the journey. Patience is a virtue, but you may need to remind others of that from time to time. Those who need fast actions and results may give up too easily and not persevere for the long haul. You can provide comfort and refuge by encouraging them to relax and let nature take its course. The resulting outcome may be better than anything they could have artificially orchestrated. Create hope. Give others the permission they may need to stop controlling and start living. Inspire them by sharing your perspective, experience, and wisdom. Acceptance is very likely something you have to offer. Once an event, good or bad, is in the past, how can you help others cope and move beyond it? Think of the times you've come to terms with something you could not control. How did you feel? What did you do? Can you help others do the same? Leading others with strong adaptability. This person lives to react and respond. Position him so that his success depends on his ability to adjust to the unforeseen and then run with it. Let this person know about the plans you're making, but unless he is also strong in focus, don't expect him to do the planning with you. He's likely to find much preparation work boring. Examine this person's other dominant themes. If he also has strong talents in empathy, you may try to position him in a role in which he can be sensitive to and accommodate the varied needs of customers or guests. If one of his other strong themes is developer, cast him in a mentor role. Be ready to excuse this person from meetings about the future, such as goal-setting meetings or career counseling sessions. He is a here-and-now person and will find these meetings rather irrelevant. Leading with analytical. People strong in the analytical theme search for reasons and causes. They have the ability to think about all the factors that might affect a situation. Build trust. Think about what you endorse. Because others trust your analytical mind, they may follow your recommendations without investigation of their own. This may be just fine, but at times others may need your help to realize that what's right for you may not be what's right for them. Help them sort out the factors that make an action or product likely to be successful for their individual needs and desires, rather than allowing them to base their analysis on yours. Help them know that you want what's best for them, and they will trust you even more. You automatically uncover what's real, true, and honest. Others will count on you to be their truth finder in any information that may conflict or confuse. Think of this as a way you can support others, but don't wait for them to ask for help. Extend yourself. They will respect and trust your proactive analysis. Show compassion. Others who love to scrutinize ideas will be drawn to your analytical, truth-seeking approach. Stimulate debates, the tug-of-war of ideas that challenge one another. Make it fun to explore new ideas and sort out what is fact and what is conjecture. When you find a kindred spirit, take a gamesman's approach to discussion and debate and forge a relationship that you will both enjoy. Responding to people in crisis is an obvious way to extend compassion and caring. When others are overwhelmed by data and decisions, you can step in to help sort what's real and what can improve their odds in a difficult situation. Provide stability. Data are a source of security for many people. If the research backs it, then they are willing to accept a plan and its consequences. Because you carefully examine all possibilities and non-possibilities, you provide the sense of security that many people seek. Do your homework carefully, and know that others are looking to follow your lead. Your endorsement can be a source of confidence that allows others to trust their own judgment. Thus empowered, they can move forward and make things happen. When you believe others are making good decisions, tell them. Your belief in their opinions and reasoning can give them the certainty and strength they need to proceed. Create hope. Cheer for others when they are doing something difficult that you believe is right. They may be trying to guess how you feel or what you would do. Give praise for wise judgment and offer encouragement that they can face what's ahead. If you believe they will be successful, tell them. If others seek you out for advice in making decisions, offer to break down your thought process and show them how it helps you sort information. Be aware that many people may not be capable of following suit. However, some will want to be students of your approach. Though it may be so well practiced that it's automatic for you, try to articulate the steps you use for analysis. If you have a willing student, teach. Guidance can be a mutual endeavor. Partner with someone who has action-oriented talents. You can help them make wise, considered decisions. They can help you turn your analysis into action. Both of you will benefit and be inspired to grow. leading others with strong analytical. If you are explaining a decision that has already been made to this person, remember to lay out the logic of the decision very clearly. To you, it may feel as though you are over-explaining things, but for her, this level of detail is essential if she is to commit to the decision. Every time you have the opportunity, recognize and praise this person's reasoning ability. She is proud of her disciplined mind. Remember that this person has a need for exact, well-researched numbers. Never try to pass shoddy data to her as credible evidence. Discovering patterns in data is a highlight of this person's life. Always give her the opportunity to explain the pattern in detail to you. This will be motivational for her and will help solidify your relationship. You will not always agree with this person, but always take her point of view seriously. She has probably thought through her points very carefully. Leading with Arranger. People strong in the Arranger theme can organize, but they also have a flexibility that complements this ability. They like to figure out how all of the pieces and resources can be arranged for maximum productivity. Build trust. You want people to tell you the truth because you depend on honest feedback to make important mid-course corrections if necessary. Make sure people know that you expect the truth and that they will not be penalized for telling you exactly what they are thinking. Likewise, foster mutual respect by being honest with them. When you create new systems, plans, or ways to execute, do so with extreme transparency. Being very open about your thought process will help people understand and follow your reasoning. Show compassion. When you invest your time considering what's right for other people and how to position them for success, they can't help but love you for it. You may see far more clearly than they do what they can do easily and well. Tell them what you see and give them permission to be who they are and to do what they do best. You will free them to have a more satisfying life if you can minimize the frustrations and maximize the joys. Sometimes others simply need you to come to the rescue. Overwhelmed with confusion and dissonance, they may be rendered emotionally helpless. When you see someone going into overload, step in and help her simplify her world. Show her how all the pieces can be arranged to fit together and reduce the chaos. Provide stability. Your ability to deal with fluid complexity is a comfort to people who need a definitive agenda or plan. When you can keep the confusion as far away from them as possible and sort through myriad information to tell them what they really need to know and do, they will feel safer and far more certain that all will be well. Sometimes the best laid plans spiral into chaos. By addressing problems before others even know any disruption happened, you help them remain in their comfort zone. Running a tight ship may not be so important to you, but running a steady one is. Many people need that kind of leadership to feel secure, and you provide it. Create hope. Not only can you help people get involved in activities that are right for them, you can also help them figure out what they shouldn't be doing and encourage them to stop doing it. They may feel trapped by calendars and commitments. You can free them. Inspire them to think about how to rearrange their responsibilities to make their lives more satisfying and productive. Before people can reorganize their time and responsibilities for a more fulfilling future, they may need a clear and concrete view of their current situation. Encourage them to fill out a calendar that shows everything they do in a week. Have them account for every hour. Then help them see ways to combine, eliminate, or add activities to enhance their quality of life. Leading others with strong arranger. This person will thrive when given a new challenge, So give them as much as you're able to, according to his knowledge and skill levels. This person may well have the talent to be a manager or supervisor. His arranger talents enable him to figure out how people with very different strengths can work together. Pay attention to this person's other top themes. If he also has strong discipline talents, he may be an excellent organizer, establishing routines and systems for getting things done. Understand that this person's modus operandi for team building is through trust and relationship. He may well reject someone who he believes is dishonest or does shoddy work. Leading with belief. People strong in the belief theme have certain core values that are unchanging. Out of these values emerges a defined purpose for their life. Build trust. Ethical behavior is the foundation of respect and trust. Integrity is an expectation. To ensure fairness and promote unity, clearly communicate to others the behaviors you will and will not tolerate. Clarity on the front end can prevent misunderstandings and damage to relationships. The talent of belief is more about an attitude of service than it is about a certain set of moral or spiritual beliefs. Show others what it means to be a servant leader. Get a team involved in doing something outside of themselves, something they do for the sole reason of helping another person or group. Demonstrate your belief talents in actions that speak far louder than your words ever can. That level of integrity will earn you true respect. Show compassion. Your values are a deep source of meaning for you. Talk with others about what's most meaningful in their lives. Just being a sounding board about something as important as core values builds relationships. Learn what's most important to people in your life, whether you've known them for a long time or just met them. Recognize that we all come from different backgrounds and go through various stages in our lives, and be accepting. Relationships can always grow. Listening creates a connection. Some bonds will be almost instantaneous. Common values will bring you close to some people quite rapidly, and sometimes for life. This can be a source of great joy in your life and theirs. Explore beliefs together, ask questions, and have conversations about what matters most in your lives. In these situations, relationships can grow surprisingly fast and remarkably deep. Take care not to create an in and an out crowd based on belief systems. Though you can never be values neutral, nor should you be, you should consider the messages you send with the judgments you make. Provide stability. Some of your beliefs are etched in stone. Even in this ever-changing world, they will never sway. This firm foundation can be a cornerstone of relationships, activities, and the work environment you create. Whether or not people believe, as you do, they know where you stand and can be confident of the stability of those beliefs. Your passion equips you to fight. In these battles, strive to be seen as a leader who is fighting for something rather than one who is fighting against something. Being seen in a more positive light may help you enlist, engage, and retain more support for your cause. People will trust that you will fight for what's right. They take confidence in the strength of your convictions. Create hope. The meaning and purpose of your work will often provide direction for others, so talk about it. Share its importance in your life. Remind people why their work is important and how it makes a difference in their lives and in the lives of others. Learn more about how they can live their talents and values through their work and support them in finding those connections. Others may be less sure of their values than you are. If they are searching, ask them to take account of where they spend their time and money. The actual use of our time, talent, and treasure speaks volumes about what we really value. Leading others with strong belief. This person will have some powerful bedrock values. Figure out how to align her values with those of the organization. For example, talk with her about how your products and services make people's lives better, or discuss how your company embodies integrity and trust, or give her opportunities to go above and beyond to help colleagues and customers. This way, through her actions and words, she will make visible the values of your organization's culture. Realize that this person may place greater value on opportunities to provide higher levels of service than on opportunities to make more money. Find ways to enhance this natural service orientation, and you will see her at her best. Leading with command. People strong in the command theme have presence. They can take control of a situation and make decisions. Build trust. Because you're known for saying what you think, others trust that you won't play games. They can take what you say at face value, and they can be confident that you won't change your stripes once they've left the room. This directness builds trust, and trust builds relationships. Examine the correlations between your stated values and your actions. Are they consistent? Do they demonstrate integrity? Jot down the values that are most important to you. Can you think of recent examples of actions you have taken that confirm the integrity of your beliefs? Make this walk the talk checklist a regular part of your self-assessment and ensure that others trust what you say and respect your actions. Show compassion. You feel things intensely and are capable of expressing great emotion. Do what you do naturally. Tell people how you feel and why they are important to you. Express the connection that others may be too reserved to say out loud. Your saying it first may free them to acknowledge that the feeling is mutual. And even if they are not there yet, you can launch the opportunity for a meaningful relationship. An expression of genuine caring, affection, or regard can be a powerful step toward initiating or deepening a bond between a leader and a follower. You use strong words. Express your sentiments to form a bond with others who will value what you stand for as a human being. Significant relationships are often formed on the basis of shared values, so stating your beliefs or passions can be a way for others to find you as a potential friend and champion. Invite others to join you based on your strong feelings and passionate beliefs. They may need the nudge. Sometimes others see a tough exterior to an individual with high command and assume it's an impenetrable shell that protects him or her from all hurt. They may feel vulnerable and see you as invulnerable. Yet relationships depend on mutual vulnerability. Be open. Share your own pain and struggles. Letting others see the soft underbelly gives them equal power in the relationship and demonstrates trust. Provide stability. People know where you stand. The security of understanding that your convictions are not built on sinking sand allows people to feel confident that you will always be there for them and always stick to what you believe. Others come to you when they need someone to be strong for them, perhaps to shore up their own flagging courage or to step in and be a spokesperson for their needs. When their courage falters, they seek to borrow yours. Be aware of this need you fulfill and ask others if they would like you to intervene on their behalf or accompany them on a difficult mission. Your take charge attitude steadies and reassures others in times of crisis. When faced with a particularly trying challenge, use your command talents to assuage others' fears and convince them you have things under control. Create hope. Because you call it like you see it, others seek you out when they feel they can handle the truth. They might turn to others for support, but they go to you for an honest assessment of what they can and can't do, or should and shouldn't do. You don't shy away from offering advice. Ask them how committed they are to their current plan. Ask if they want your honest opinion. If they say yes, give it gently but truthfully. Your powerful words inspire. Talk about the why of each mission without fearing to appear corny or sentimental. Your emotion allows others to rise to the occasion and give of themselves. They may be counting on you to give voice to the emotions that surround the cause. Paint an inspiring picture with your words. Leading others with strong command. As much as you can, give this person room to lead and make decisions. He will not like to be supervised closely. When confronting this person, take firm action, and if necessary, require immediate restitution. Then arrange for him to be productive as soon as possible. He will get over his mistakes quickly, and so should you. This person may intimidate others with his upfront, assertive style. You may need to consider whether or not his contribution justifies the occasional ruffled feathers. Rather than pushing him to learn how to be empathetic and polite, you'd make better use of your time by helping his colleagues understand that his assertiveness is part of what makes him effective, as long as he remains assertive rather than aggressive or offensive. Leading with communication. People strong in the communication theme generally find it easy to put their thoughts into words. They are good conversationalists and presenters. Build trust. You are able to use language to spin and to manipulate. But this is wearying over time. Remember that while spin can be persuasive in the short term, it exacts an emotional price. Make sure that you are not only effective, but ethical. Mutual respect is yours to build. Help people appreciate each other. Spend time advertising what they truly do well and what they are capable of contributing. Bear in mind that genuine praise encourages people, but false praise undermines them and is not taken seriously. Speak the same way about people to their faces as you do when they are not around. The consistency and honor of your words convey your integrity and shape the trust you build. Show compassion. You have the power to capture people's emotions and put words to what they feel, sometimes words they cannot find themselves. This naturally draws others to you. So ask questions. Try to pinpoint the key issues people are trying to communicate, what joys or struggles they want to convey. Then give voice to those feelings. Helping people find the words to describe feelings is a powerful way to get them to express and process their own emotions, and it can support them on the way to making a plan of action. Language is a clue to culture. In any group, from a family to a corporation, think about what the words you use suggest. Names convey expectations. Do you tag your weekly meetings department meetings, staff meetings, team meetings, quality meetings? Are they held in a meeting room, a conference room, a break room, a training center, or a learning center? Do you frame questions positively to help others see how much you care? Provide stability. Capture the successes of others in words and relate those words back to them, preferably in writing. Use your talent for finding just the right words to praise, give feedback, and reassure. Your positive support of others' achievements will help them feel secure in their roles. Think about how you express time. Are we here for the long haul? Are we seeking immediate results or building a long-term reputation? Give people the sense that the big picture is what matters and they will be free to experiment a little, even fail a little, to make things better for the future. As you choose your words, consider that stability is confidence in the long-term picture. Besides being the spokesperson, become the collector of your group's success stories. Create a brand for your group based on accumulated triumphs. This solid foundation will bolster your group's confidence for the future. Create hope. In an organizational setting, offer to be the person who composes any wrap-up communication. After meetings, send a summary email. Capture the key points and outline the actions people must take. Summarize successes. Express kudos to those who have done good work. You can encourage and inspire positive activities and outcomes, as well as future accomplishments. Your words influence the impressions and expectations that people form about the individuals and groups. Are you enhancing or undermining their image? When you speak to or about others, consciously choose words that offer encouragement, inspiration, and optimism. What terms and expressions do you use to paint pictures of the future? Your words can guide others. Consider the direction your words take people and select them well. Those words may continue to inspire people longer than you imagine. Leading others with strong communication. Ask this person to learn the folklore, the stories of interesting events in your organization. Then give her the opportunity to tell these stories to her colleagues. She will help bring your culture to life and thereby strengthen it. Ask this person to help some of the specialists in your organization make more engaging presentations. In some situations, you could ask her to volunteer to make this presentation for the specialist. If you send this person to public speaking training, make sure to place her in a small class with advanced students and a top-level trainer. She will be irritated if she's in training with beginners. Leading with competition. People strong in the competition theme measure their progress against the performance of others. They strive to win first place and revel in contests. Build trust. Cheaters never prosper. Remember that winning at all costs isn't winning, it's defeating yourself. The price of winning can be greater than the pain of losing, so make sure your integrity remains intact when you push for that ultimate victory. Protect the trust that you have created with others. Sometimes you may need to walk off the court to keep your competitive emotions from damaging the respect you seek from others. Do it. Give yourself the release of an emotional reaction, but make sure you do it where the judges won't see you. Show compassion. Competitors recognize one another almost immediately. When you find someone who shares your desire to win, you might choose to compete and push each other, or you might combine forces to create a championship team. Either way, it's an opportunity to form a bond based on a shared outlook. Can you engage others in a weekly competitive activity they enjoy? This is a way to create a lasting connection based on mutual interests and a shared approach to life's challenges. Engage the competitor and build on that relationship opportunity. Competition, despite all the effort it produces, can leave a bad taste in the mouths of many. Try to bring out the fun side of competition. Help it create emotional bonds rather than barriers. Remember that not everyone assigns the same emotional intensity to every activity they undertake. And remember to show that you accept and respect that they may have different reasons for being in the game. Provide stability. A winning team promotes confidence. How can you help individuals or a team be their best? Position players so that they're building on their strengths. This gives them the best possible chance for success and security. Show people their capacity for peak performance based on their natural abilities. If you're in a losing battle now, remember your ultimate goal. Keep in mind that you're in it for the long haul and help others see that too. Give them the peace of mind that this is an ongoing effort rather than a failure. Create hope. Champion others. Verbalize your belief that they can be the best at something. You may see potential in them that they cannot see. Point out the talents you notice in them and help them learn how to turn these talents into strengths. What are the measures to beat in your organization? Put them out there so everyone has a clear target. Number one is the only position that counts in your book, so you tend to confine yourself to areas where you know you can win. As a leader, identify the market niches in which your group truly excels and define its strengths and competitive edge in specific terms. In doing so, you set the group and the organization up for unparalleled success, which naturally increases your group's optimism. You are naturally attuned to real-world measures that assess achievements. Use this talent to identify world-class performance within and outside your organization and to identify industry benchmarks that truly count. Evaluate your organization against these standards and inspire others to exceed them. Leading others with strong competition. Measure this person's accomplishments against other people's, particularly other competitive people. You may decide to post the performance records of all your staff, but remember that only your competitive people will get a charge out of public comparison. Others may resent it or be mortified by the comparison. Set up contests for this person. Pit him against other competitors, even if you have to find them in business units other than your own. Highly charged competitors want to compete with others who are very close to their skill level. Matching them against modest achievers won't motivate them. Consider that one of the best ways to manage this person is to hire another competitive person who produces more. Talk about talents with this person. Like all competitors, he knows that it takes talent to be a winner. Name his talents. Tell him that he needs to marshal his talents to win. Do not Peter principle this person by suggesting that winning means getting promoted. Leading with connectedness. People strong in the connectedness theme have faith in the links between all things. They believe there are few coincidences and that almost every event has a reason. Build trust. Your philosophy of life compels you to move beyond your own self-interests. Give voice to your beliefs. Take action on your values. When you move beyond self and give of what you have, others see the respect you have for every other human being despite your differences. Respect is a natural byproduct of selfless acts. Seek out global or cross-cultural responsibilities that capitalize on your understanding of the commonalities inherent in humanity. Build global capability and change the mindset of those who think in terms of us and them. Behaving in the best interests of all parties is a sign of good faith and trustworthiness. Show compassion. You seek the mutual bond. Develop good questions to ask so that you can quickly find common ground between you and each person you meet. Keep asking these questions until you find the interests you share. Affirm and celebrate the connections you find and start there to build a foundation for a relationship. Once you have discovered areas of commonality with someone, show that you care by remembering to inquire about the belief or activity you share with her. Use this as a point of entry into deeper conversations about other parts of her life. Get to know her as a whole person rather than limiting your connection to only one aspect of who she is. Your ability to bring people together around shared dreams and meanings is significant. You see the common thread in the greater whole. Take an active role in linking the lives of disparate individuals based on the connections you discover. Make others aware of the bonds they don't even know exist and pave the road for friendship by helping strangers recognize the commonalities they have. You can help others make connections that influence the rest of their lives. Provide stability. Your sense of a bigger picture can bring calm in chaos. Point out the greater meaning you find in the events around you. Show others that a bump in the road is but a small part of a greater whole. Help them see the difference between what is constant in life and what is transitory. Put current difficulties into perspective. People feel safe when they are surrounded by what is comfortably familiar. When others need that sense of security, you can remind them of what is constant, what is shared. Help people remember that a network surrounds them. Simply knowing that they are not alone during difficult times can bring peace and confidence. Faith can be a foundational strength when it is shared. If faith is part of your relationship with another person, your support may be very important in times of uncertainty or fear. Reach out when you know someone needs the assurance that shared faith can provide. Create hope. It may surprise you when others are slow to discover the connections that you so easily see. Help them understand the interrelatedness you find in events and people. Broaden their worldview by helping them see a bigger picture. How could they take their own talent to a new level by applying it somewhere they've never thought to apply it? How might they partner with someone they see as much different from themselves? Get them thinking in new ways by sharing your broader vision. You are aware of the boundaries and borders created by organizational structure, but you treat them as seamless and fluid. Use your connectedness talents to break down silos that prevent shared knowledge across industry, functional, and hierarchical divisions within or between organizations. Encourage different groups to work together for their shared goals. Help people see the links among their talents, their actions, their mission, and the success of the larger group or organization. When people believe in what they are doing and feel like they're part of something bigger, commitment to achievement is enhanced. Leading others with strong connectedness. This person is likely to have a spiritual orientation and perhaps a strong faith. Your knowledge and, at the very least, acceptance of her spirituality will enable her to become increasingly comfortable around you.